Hello and welcome back once again. This is Benjamin Poulter, and I hope you're all well. And we're slowly coming out of this pandemic now, and things are slowly getting back to normal. Not completely just yet, and I don't think they'll ever be as normal, but we're getting there slowly. So, what I've been doing in the meantime is thinking about branding myself and my business. And when building a business, your brand for that business is what you get noticed for first. It's what you get noticed all the time. It's what people see. So with a brick and mortar business, you have sign writing on your van, or you've got t-shirts, and maybe you've got jumpers made up that will get your brand out there, and you'll look professional sort of thing when you turn up to a job. This is what I used to do. So I think in my old business, I had branded, I had the van sign written, and yeah, you look good, you look professional. But you're not able to do that online. Online things. There are things like jumpers and your sign writing and the pictures you've got on your back or your t-shirts that don't really matter, because nobody actually sees. You might put pictures on yourself on your posts on Facebook stuff, but nobody actually sees what you're wearing all the time. They can't access your information 24/7. So I've been thinking about branding myself and branding my profile on Facebook, and this is what's got me thinking, because online branding has to be done differently. So, over the last week or so, I've been brainstorming ideas. And at first, I thought, well, this is going to be easy. I'll just think of something nice and get something made up, and it will look lovely. But the list of names and taglines that I came up with range from, well, they just didn't make sense once you thought about them, or just plain stupid. I'll tell you a few that I've got here. So I'll tell you a little bit about my business first. My business, it helps people generate an income online. So with that in mind, I thought, well, it generates an income online, but it'd be able to replace your 9-to-5 job, which is exactly what I've done. I've left my 9-to-5 job and I've started a business online. So the first thing to come into my mind was like, disrupt the cycle, master the skill. Excel, which is a word processing program. So I don't know why I come up with that, but put your foot down, whatever it takes, pedal to the metal, ready to launch. Which that's come from a song that I used to listen to back in the 90s, I think. And ahead of the game, wheels in motion, fight for freedom, clear the jump. And you can tell a lot of these is because of motorbikes, like clear the jump and pedal to the metal. Some of the things are just, that's personal to me. I don't get it like this next one. Pull back the throttle, ignite the fuel, add the fuel, climb the ladder, change the cycle. This one will make you laugh. 3, 2, 1, lift off. I haven't got a clue what I was thinking there. Pump up the volume, another 90s track, I think. Advance. Which, I don't know, that was quite good, I thought. Tune your vision, and nothing is impossible. But yeah, none of them really sort of narrowed it down to what I do. And like, say you looked at a business with a sign right on the van that said, nothing is impossible. It's not going to detail of what my business does. So none of them stood out to me. So I had to think, what am I planning to do with my business? How does my business going to help people? So then I went back to thinking, how has building a business online helped me? And I was working a 9-to-5 job, and I wanted to change. I wanted to change and have freedom to do what I wanted with my time whenever I wanted. But I couldn't see how it could be done. I couldn't get away from it, sort of thing. I was chained to my job, chained to it in a way, and I just couldn't get away, because I couldn't see any. I didn't know any other way which I could build an income, because I was a qualified electrician, and sort of I felt, well, this is my life now. I'm not going to retrain to be another job just to be stuck in the same. I retrained to be a plumber, I'd still end up at the same path. So this is what affiliate marketing has enabled me to do, is to break that cycle. And for me, then break the cycle of me feeling chained to my job. So, are you ready for it? Break the chains of a 9-to-5. That's what that was it. That's what I wanted. That sounded perfect. Break the chains. So it resonated with me so much, and it would attract the same kind of people into my business that felt the same, and that's the sort of people that I'd be able to help. So that was it. Break the chains. You're 9-to-5. That's what I decided on, and that's what I went for, and that's what I'm sticking to. Well, that's what I did stick to. So the next step was to get an image designed. And I'm no graphic designer, and to be honest with you, I did give it a go on Canva, but it looked like something that I did. It wasn't professional, it wasn't fantastic. So I looked for a graphic designer. I went for Fiverr.com to do this, because there's people on there that actually do it for a living, that do a good job. You might as well, if you're going to get something done, get a professional. Because if you want to make your business look professional, invest. And what I invest? About $20, I think. That was more than adequate enough for me to be able to get a professional designer with the right software, with the right program, to design me a picture for my profile. And through a good friend I met online on Facebook, and it was recommended. And so I gave them the ideas that I wanted to have. And then a couple of days later, it was ready. And you know when you get that feeling when you see something the first time and you just know it's perfect and it clicks, that's it, that's exactly what I've been looking for, and that's what I want, and that's the impression that I want to give the world. Well, yeah, that didn't happen the first time. It didn't didn't click. I looked at it and thought, same old, and it just, I don't know, it didn't resonate with me to start with. Now, don't get me wrong, it was great, it just wasn't brilliant, and that's maybe me being a bit of a perfectionist, but I know what I want to get across, sort of thing. What I want, the picture, like I say, you can't walk around the streets with this, with the logo on your back of your jumper, because no one sees it. My business appeals to the whole wide world. So I want it to look good. I want it to stand out. I want it to be able to see it and go, right, that's what that means, that's what that can do for me, and then to bring people into my business to make them interested. So I tried to explain better what I wanted, but I ended up getting my order cancelled and refunded, because it was like, no, it can't be done, not going to do it. Okay, if I can't keep you happy, then just give your money back. I was like, right, okay, no worries, that's not a problem. So was I being fussy, and should I have just settled for second best? Unfortunately, I'm not like that. So I approached another gig on Fiverr and tried it all again. So first, you don't succeed, try and try again. So I tried to get another graphic designer to design it. I give him all my details. And this was my second attempt at someone. I didn't know how many attempts I'd go through. But I wanted to get the design that I wanted. I wanted it to resonate with me, to me to look at it and think, yep, that's the one I wanted. So another couple of days went by, and my order was delivered. And with a couple of tweaks, it was spot on. I was happy. I looked at it and thought, yep, that's the one. It makes me feel excited about it. It makes me look at it and think, yep, spot on. It looks good. So break the chains from your 9-to-5 branding was ready for the whole wide world to see. So if you check out in this the link in the description of this podcast, I'll leave it in there so you can see my branding as well. So you can check it out yourself, and I'd love to tell me what you think yourself. Right, for me, this is another step forward. This is another step forward for my business where it's growing. It's a clear interpretation of what my business does and what it's building online and what it can do for people. And not only do I enjoy taking the actions to build the business, because this was quite exciting, I think. It was quite good getting someone else to design it and check it out and sort of approving it. And yeah, it's different to what I normally do. But yeah, it was quite exciting and I enjoyed it. So now I am hopefully going to be known as Benjamin Poulter. Break the chain to your 9-to-5. And if you feel chained to your 9-to-5, reach out. Let's have a chat and make a plan to break those chains and change your career. Because it can easily be done. I didn't think it could, but it can. And this is what I'm doing at the minute, and it's progressing every day, getting better and better. So reach out and let's have a little talk. So till next time, see you again.